A Kiss Before Dying by Ira Levin. Narrated by Morrow Hantman. Introduction. Genius, that much overused word, shows itself early. It is well known that John Keats wrote all of his poetry in his teens and early 20s. He died at the age of 25. Percy Bysshe Shelley, too, was dead before 30, having written some of the most beautiful romantic poetry ever penned. Bobby Fischer was the world's greatest chess player when still a teenager. And to go to a ridiculous extreme, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was writing symphonies and sonatas at the age of 5, while Alexander the Great had essentially conquered the entire civilized world, excepting only the Far East, before his death at the age of 33. The often repeated myth is that he died mainly of boredom. While one would not dare to compare the achievements of Ira Levin with those of Mozart or Alexander, his works, though modest in number, have demonstrated a range and level of excellence that suggest the existence of that elusive quality we call genius. Think of it. On his 23rd birthday, he completed the manuscript of his first novel, A Kiss Before Dying, which was published in 1953 and received the Edgar Allan Poe Award from the Mystery Writers of America for the best first mystery of the year. He was also drafted into the Army that year, and the experience that followed helped him write the hugely successful stage adaptation of Mack Hyman's book No Time for Sergeants, which was produced in 1955. By then, Levin was already writing teleplays for such prestigious television series as Lights Out and the U.S. Steel Hour. His next stage play, Critics' Choice, starred Henry Fonda and became a smash hit in 1967, as did his